do try to watch what I eat. And then I also watch what Sean eats, and that just makes me ill. But there is a connection, right? I mean, or tell me if there is. Is there a connection? I've always understood between inflammation and certain cancers. Is that a true, is there a line that can be drawn there?
Yeah. Being in an inflammatory state will lead to cellular dysfunction. That's a kind of sort of basic function. Mm-hmm. But yeah, cancer is inflammation. People don't also understand things like not getting a good night's rest can totally bring your inflammation up because there's a hormone called cortisol that stays elevated, and that leads to a bunch of other problems.
So you're saying I have 2 years to live? That's where this conversation is
going. Well, I hope to keep you living longer thanks to this podcast, Sean. Like,
only
that's
on the outside?
The point.
On the outside. I mean, that's a, yeah. Well, here's the other thing I'll say. So the guy who worked on my knee, and I'll call him my knee doctor, he told me when we talked about the cold stuff, he said, don't do the whatever it's called, the cryo stuff. Uh-huh. Don't do that. He said, because that is unnaturally, it's an unnatural level of cold.
You're talking about cryogenics where you walk into a booth and it's freezing. Yeah.
Yeah. He said, because your body's then is unnaturally cold and your body's going to have to swing back the other way to make up for it. And he said that he doesn't really adhere to that. He thinks that it's too extreme.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Interesting. Well, I mean, my kind of philosophy in medicine is that illnesses arise when there's a dysfunction from an otherwise naturally occurring process. So we have evolved on this earth to have certain circadian rhythms and to operate a certain way. And when we fall apart from that, that's when illness arises. So I've never done cryo myself personally, but I could see that argument. I think it's really important to say, like, the data on so much of this is not like super strong. Like we're really in woo-woo territory. Yeah. But whether pure ice versus cryo, I mean, to me, it logically makes sense. Like if you say, hey, if you do something more naturally, it's probably going to be better than if you do something really unnaturally. I'd be like, yeah, it makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I told Sean that I was going to start doing the cold plunge and he said, oh, cryo me a river.
Jesus. I mean, I'm sorry, you guys who's never listening. I'm so sorry.
Will, I want to ask you, when you started doing the ice baths, right? Mm-hmm. It's not like you just like started one day and you sat in there for a long time. Like you worked your way up to it, right?
Yes, that's right. That's right. Well, first of all, it should be pointed out, I just turned 70. So I look okay.
I know. It's funny. You said your grandparents lived up north of what?
Late 90s, yeah.
Late 90s. My grandparents were Irish, so they lived south of 80.
Yeah, there you go. But that's diet and its environment. It's kind of, Priyanka, what you were talking about. And moderation. My grandparents got a lot of sleep. They took naps. And these days, I go to sleep most nights. I'm asleep by 9:30.
Oh, yeah, you cannot call Will usually like past 8. So 9:30 is really pushing it. Kind of like a child. Like a little baby would go to sleep.
Well, if he's like a child, then, you know, you have many, many more years to live if you're still a child.
Yeah. What time do you get up, Will?
I'm usually up by 5:30, 5:45. And what I do is, and then I get up and I do the stuff with the kids and I make breakfast, whatever, and do all this stuff and get the kids on their school stuff. And then I go and I work, I do my walk and I come back and I usually come. Now, this has sort of interrupted my schedule a little bit. Often what I'll do is I'll take a sauna. Because I like to do a nice sauna too, and then I go into the cold, and I'll go in the first time for like 30 seconds, then I go out, and then I go back in, and I'll sit in it for anywhere from 90 seconds to 4 minutes in the cold.
God, how can you handle it?
And I just breathe, and it's very sort of meditative. You get to a meditative place.
Was the first time really hard because you're like, what am I doing?
I couldn't do first. Like I have my good buddy Clay. He's always giving me shit because he'll go 5 minutes and he's like, I'm not happy until my teeth are chattering.
Jeez. Wow.
My teeth don't chatter because by the time I get out of there, like I'm in a very kind of